Why? He just told me greater is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. Listen, no room, no vacancy. I'm all filled up. So when you show up at my door, my house is full. You got the wrong number. You got to take it down the street, go somewhere else. But there's no room here. I'm all filled up. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 10. What do I got here? Yeah, John 10. Let me see if I, yeah. John 10, 28. So I don't have nothing to be afraid of. John 10, 28. And I give unto them what? Look what he said. You see why we can hold fast when all this stuff is coming? He just told me, I give unto them what? Eternal life. What is eternal life? Somebody tell me. A life that never ends. Am I right? I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, neither shall any man. Do y'all see that? And you're going to let some slewfoot outlaw has no right. I've been delivered from. He used to be my master. Now I'm his master. He's going to come tell me what to do. No. And I'm knowing that he can't pluck me out of God's, out of Jesus' hand. There's no way he can get me out. He don't have the wit to do it. He don't have what to take to do it. And I'm going to change my confession, start talking what he's saying to me, full of fear and doubt and unbelief. I'm not going to do it. And you tell your feeling, you just might want to get back over here and settle down and cooperate, because this is what we're going to do. I don't need you whining to me and telling me how you heard it, how you feel bad. You just be quiet, because I'm going to stand on the word. If I have to take something for the pain, that's all right, but this is my choice. I'm not lowering myself to any standard than this standard. Did y'all hear me? See, I know he can't move me. And the Bible has said plain, the body is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the earth and they that dwell therein, right? My body, I said the earth is the Lord. My body is the Lord. My body is the Lord. My body is his temple, his dwelling place. And God has me in his hand. Now look at the next verse. And these here, amen, pluck him out of my hand. Look at the next verse. Very next verse. My Father, which gave them to me, is what? Greater than some. And I'm going to let a defeated folk that Jesus whipped 2,000 years ago come up in my life and come up in my body, come up in my finance, come up in my home, come up in my situation. I'm going to let him rise up and tell me something different when I know the one that's on the inside of me is greater than all. And no man's able to do what? Pluck him out of my Father's hand. No man, no man, nobody. Hallelujah. We can see the life of Paul. And he kept testifying to it. And he said, I went to all these different places and things. The persecution came to me at Lystra, Iconium, and all these different places. He said, out of them all, the Lord did what? Delivered me. Hallelujah. Let's do this last one. Now, this is all I got to get to, have time to get to. Give me this one in the Passion Translation, you have it. Colossians 1:20. Colossians Colossians 1:20. Ooh. Colossians 1:20. Where am I? Yeah, here we go. We got it. And by the blood of his cross, and look what happened. By the blood of his cross, and anytime you see Satan popped up there and took over, then he has a right to speak in your life and say something. By the blood of his cross, everything in heaven. How many things? Everything in heaven and where? Earth is brought back to his, to himself, back to its original intent. Restored to innocent. When Adam was in the garden, before Satan showed up, Adam was innocent. Didn't have, there was no trace of guilt of any kind, of anywhere. And when the second Adam showed up, hung on that cross, he restored us back to innocent. There's no trace of guilt, of shame in our lives. Because he just said it. He restored us to what? Innocent again. Whew. Keep going. They don't have it? All right, let me read it. I got it. That's why I put it down. Even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadows of your evil thoughts and action. What were you doing? Living in the thoughts. Where did you get those thoughts from? Your enemy. Your evil thoughts and what? Action. Huh? He reconnected you back to himself. You're talking about some mercy and grace. You didn't have anything to do with it, but accept what he's done. He reconnected you. He reconnected me so we can have heaven's best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He reconnected us back to him. He released his supernatural peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. He released his supernatural peace. This is not just natural peace. This is supernatural. Release his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body. A sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell in his presence. See what God, you think Satan got any business up in the presence of God?